This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. Students will be protesting gun violence tomorrow at what they're calling the March for Our Lives in cities across the country. Sophie Condi is one of them. She's a junior at Centennial High in Frisco, and she's helping lead the march in downtown Dallas. Sophie Condi, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you.
The Parkland school shootings last month inspired all this. Mm-hmm. What was the catalyst for you personally?
In my school, in the week after the Parkland shooting, we actually experienced a school shooting threat. Mm-hmm. And I got to witness what it does, just the threat of it in a school setting. And it was terrifying.
I'm curious, as a student in a high school, in a public high school today, do you feel safe?
I feel safe to some extent. But in my own school, we had a student who was arrested for having cocaine and heroin, and if they can get drugs in that easily, then I'm sure they can get a weapon in just as easily. We may have rules against having a backpack in my school, but that doesn't stop anybody.
Has that feeling of safety changed since Parkland?
That's definitely changed, because Parkland was voted one of the safest schools or neighborhoods or something like that. And if they're not even safe, then who's to say we're safe?
You live in Frisco, a conservative suburb in a state where gun culture has pretty deep roots. And here you are pushing to change gun laws. How do you deal with that?
Well, I grew up in a family with a mom who was a trauma ICU nurse. Mm-hmm. So anytime I was asked to go hang out somewhere, she would call their parents and ask if they had guns in the house. And that was just something I grew up thinking, it's not okay. We're not going to be in a house with guns. Like, that's just not something I was used to being around. And going through like public schools in Frisco, obviously, there's a lot of people who are very pro-gun and go to the extent of saying, like, the guns are not the issue at all. It's all mental health. And mm-hmm. I combat that by saying that this is not a partisan issue. This is a school safety issue. And this is for all of our lives, not for guns and not just for mental health.
Have you gotten any blowback from your pro-gun classmates?
Well, I'm trying to kind of keep it out of the school. Like, I will talk to people that are willing and open-minded to listen to things, mm-hmm. but I try and use my social media as a main outlet. They'll indirectly tweet at me or say something like petty, and I just kind of blow that off because clearly we have 12,000 plus people who are signing up to come to the march.
There was a shooting in Maryland this week, and it was stopped by a school resource officer with a gun. President Trump and others have argued for arming more adults in schools. Could that be an answer here?
We do not support that. March for Lives does not stand for arming teachers, because we have seen in multiple events that have just been sporadically popping up in the news that teachers have had incidents with the guns. Also, being a student in public schools, I've heard my teachers talk about this issue a lot, and I have not heard a single teacher say that they want to be armed. I think that if they're wanting to pursue giving more teachers training in guns, then it needs to be extremely regulated. It needs to have lots of training courses, constantly updating, like checking the status of the weapon, making sure that it's safe. But I definitely still do not support arming all the teachers.
Would you feel safer with an armed teacher?
Not at all, because I have teachers who can pop off, and if they have a gun, I don't know if I'd feel safe with that.
So there was the walkout last week. There's the march this weekend. There's another walkout next month. Do you see this as a movement beyond that?
For sure. With our the rest of our student organizing committee, we've been talking about what are we doing after the march. So heading into May 5th, when the National NRA Convention is held in Dallas, we're going to draw the line in the sand, and we're going to know which political officials stand with students and who stands with the NRA.
Sophie Condi, one of the students organizing tomorrow's March for Our Lives in Dallas, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much.